listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
Outcast with a K. Yeah, them niggas are hard. Harder than a nigga trying to impress God. Will pull your whole deck, fuck pulling your car. And still take my guitar and take a walk in the park. Any play the sweetest melody the street ever heard. Now bitches sucking on my nouns and eating my verbs. Get full of niggas and nick. When niggas pop, pop, lock, lock to the beat. As if pit bulls went out of style. Made a vow to myself. If it's for the wealth, I'll stop. We'll put it like this. It's like me selling some dope because my girlfriend wants to shop. Oh my God, I butchered that. Never read Outkast lyrics. Just say them off the top of your head. Mm-hmm. I'll be going back but I know this song. Anyway, this is the Black Guy Test podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
And we are in the house on, what appears to be a Wednesday, which was what would appear to be the end of the week for us. Mm-hmm. And we'll do a Saturday feedback show, you know, to wrap it all up. But, mm-hmm. You know, this is about to be up out of here, y'all. You guys know how it goes. You can find this show on iTunes and Stitcher. Just search, the Blackout Tips will come up and, we'll make sure to, you know, continue to bless you guys with some of this podcast pimping, baby. Okay. That's what we do. You know, we just recorded a new Balls Deep today. I'll have that out, actually after the show. I haven't even put it out yet. Cause we just stay so busy over here, guys. All I do is work. But, also we're moving next week, physically moving our stuff. Mm-hmm. So you guys will not have, a show, mm-hmm. You know, and I think you guys need to understand the power of that before it happens. And y'all be on my timeline at Facebook saying stupid shit. Making me annoyed and wanting to block y'all. Okay, no show next week. If you're constantly behind, what do you care?
Right, you behind. You're 20 shows behind.
If you're up to date, go premium.
Yeah.
If you don't want to go premium, listen to some of our guest spots. Okay.
Yeah, we have a link. If you search up the blackouttips.com, and we actually have friends of the show, which is long as shit and probably still need to continue to be updated. I don't know how long the list is, but it's long as shit. And there's a lot of people on there. Some people who you've never heard of before that you can click on and listen to their show.
Yeah, we were just on the Say Something Nice podcast.
Mm-hmm, that was fun.
We were on Black Astronauts not too long ago.
Yes, we were.
You know, I was on What's the Tea. Mm-hmm. I was on the 18 to 49 podcast.
It was on Medium Popcorn.
Medium Popcorn.
We stay grinding, y'all.
Two niggas watching movies, spoiling movies. I mean, mm-hmm. We're everywhere now. There's no excuse for you guys to be like, but y'all taking the week off. What am I gonna do? I know you haven't listened to everything, so stop lying.
No way.
Every time you say that, I just take it as an insult because I'm like, oh, so you just don't listen to everything. You just pick and choose, and then you want us to just keep doing the show forever. like some type of podcast slaves or something. That's just not, it's not cool. Some people ain't even leave us 5-star reviews yet talking about where the show at, you know.
Right. They ain't disgusting. They ain't put in on it, but they got demands.
Disgusting behavior, y'all. Some of y'all are behaving in. Of course, this is, the official weapon of the show is
a taser.
Unofficial sport.
Bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme. And today marks day 582. Bobby Shmurda's been locked up in jail. No bail. Mm-mm. No nothing. Today's podcast is triple sponsored. It's brought to you by Sunspot and other ratchetness. That's right. You guys know all about that. Sunspot and other ratchetness, right? Mm-hmm. It's a second album that we were on for Shadow Dog Productions where we got to talk about, got to, you know, be characters and do comedy and playing skits, and Nick Jew was there, and mm-hmm. You know, Alexa Yeans, and all the friends of the show that you guys have come to know and love, you know, from our visits to Shadow Dog Productions. So you guys can check it all out. We appreciate people that take the time out to check it all out because it helps the show out tremendously. It's on iTunes and it's on Amazon. Just search Sunspot and Other Ratchetness. We're also brought to you by Bevel. Bevel is the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Step up your shave game and say goodbye to razor bumps, okay? Get them razor bumps about your life, y'all. I mean, what are you waiting on? Y'all just sit around, let me let these razor bumps build up. Is that helping anybody? Mm-mm. I don't think so. So yeah, make sure you guys do that. Just go to getbevel.com and put in code TBGWT, and they are willing for a limited time only to give you 20% off of your first month at getbevel.com. All right, and then we have a little bit of a sexier sponsor. Find some sexy sponsor music real quick. Hey, are you trying to take half of it off? Maybe you're trying to take it all off. I don't know. Well, Adam and Eve is going to help you get at least halfway there by giving you 50% off of just about any item on adamandeve.com. You select your one item at 50% off. You also get 3 free adult DVDs, plus a free exclusive gift. And to top it all off, David going to throw in free shipping on your entire order, fool. Yeah. Don't take that. And they're gonna give you a free exclusive gift, which is the clip bumper. It's an ideal pleasure ring for couples. You'll love the way that this ring lets them stay hard, lets him stay harder and longer, and increases the strength of the orgasm to the second power. Take it on up there. In addition to that, they're trying to give you this free shipping. So I mean, half off of anything, some free adult DVDs, plus free gift, plus free shipping. I mean, that's a lot. All you gotta do is go to adamandeve.com, and when it's time to check out, you put TBGWT in the offer code box and use that coupon. So you just put TBGWT in the box and you will get that percentage. All right, you welcome.
Time after time I try to hide it. Keeps on holding on. That's how it sound to me.
That is how it sounds. All right. Oh man, you know, some days like this, man, was just me by myself in the house. Sometimes I miss working in the office. So what I'll do is I'll go in the kitchen and I'll just microwave some fish. That's about 15 minutes
and burn some popcorn. Great reminder of why you like to stay at home.
It just let me remind me how much I hate people, and then I know to, you know, to do it.
Somebody did that bullshit at my job the other day, early in the morning.
Burn some fish. I mean, microwave some fish.
Yes. I was like, who the fuck is doing this? Who cooks this for breakfast? What the fuck? It's that the whole office smell like ass. I was like, oh my God, you got to be kidding me.
Which is worse, though? The fish or the popcorn? Which would you prefer to of the two smells? Burnt popcorn or microwaved fish?
The popcorn.
Popcorn's worse. Yeah, I remember, remember that time we went to see a movie and they burned the popcorn in the theater? It was like a fire.
The whole place stank.
Guys, popcorn caught on fire. It smelled like they had bombed the movie theater.
Yes, they had to evacuate and get everybody out.
Like, you literally couldn't breathe. Like, it's an offensive smell, which makes you wonder, what the fuck are we putting in our bodies when we eat movie popcorn? I mean,
come on.
Is popcorn supposed to be smelling like that when it gets burned? Good grief.
They popping like 3,000 tons at a time, so no wonder.
Yeah. Ugh. Human beings suck. Hopefully Zika virus wipes out humanity before we do it to ourselves. No, that'll be a pretty good ending for what we call humanity. I mean, it's either that or the White Walkers, you know, like, we don't really deserve a lot.
Oh Lord,
we don't, you know, we're terrible people. We just gotta get out of here, man. If White Walkers is real and dragons is real, you know, that'll be about what we deserve. The way we treat each other and all the death and violence and murder and shit, like, it probably would be a good idea to just wrap this bad boy up, man, with some Zika or something. Anyway, let's talk about the news, guys. All right, what news are we gonna talk about first? I guess we go with the everybody's favorite news. When I find my music, I guess we'll talk about it then. Yeah, everybody's favorite news, LGBTQ news. Hey.
There's something I wanna ask you. There's something that I wanna know.
What's that, baby?
And to this question, you got the answer.
I do.
So tell me what I wanna know.
What is that?
Do you wanna funk?
Yes.
Do you wanna funk?
Yes.
Won't you tell me now? Won't you tell me now?
Yes, you will.
If you wanna funk, let me show you how. Do you wanna funk with me?
Hey.
Do you wanna funk with me?
Hey.
Hey. Well, now it's about to be terrible because, you know. After that, the horror comes.
That's right.
You know, there were rumors that Omar Mateen, the guy who shot Post Nightclub, was gay.
Yeah.
But there's, I didn't really know where the rumors are coming from. I don't really think it matters, mm-hmm. to be honest, as far as, you know, it's the kind of like how people try to compare Black Lives Matter and black protest movements to the guys who shoot at the cops. It's like, yeah, but that's not a rational reaction to all that shit anyway. Like, you're still comparing extremists and being like, well, see, a lot of gay people hate themselves. That's really what a lot of this comes down to. Look at him, the scary gay man. That's what, none of us are responsible for this. Even though if you accepted that premise, wouldn't the rampant homophobia throughout society be the trigger in that point that would have infected this person and bothered them? But hey, we're not going to get that far. So I never go down that path. At any rate, Hotel CCTV captured Orlando Massacre's gunman hookup with a man who claims he met with Omar for sex for 20 times. Now, I don't even know. This is a Daily Mail, so I don't know if this has been debunked or not.
Right, how accurate it is.
Yeah, but there's a guy who says, basically, I met up with him. We was, you know, dating. We were lovers. And, you know, we had sex all the time, and this was really revenge for after a threesome.
Why do you think that Omar Mateen went into Pulse on that Saturday night and killed 49 people?
To tell you the truth, after we had the conversation about the two Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I think, and this person I think has on prosthetic mask and their voice is disguised. Yeah.
He had the three sons, and then one of the Puerto Rican told him I'm HIV positive. And I'm sorry, I don't say nothing. Plus, all the sections and all the rejection, he got it. I believe, and I really think, all his angers, he hate Puerto Rican, gay Puerto Ricans, for all the bad thing they do to him. And this is sound bad, and I know a lot of people get a lot of pain for what I'm going to say, but I believe this crazy, horrible thing he did, there was a revenge. Revenge.
You think that this was not terrorism?
At all.
You think that it was revenge for gay Puerto Ricans from which he felt rejected?
Yes, I do, because like I told him to the FBI agent, if you are a terrorist and you really want to kill a lot of people, you don't go to Pulse. Pulse is nothing compared with the Parliament. Parliament is a disco, it's a hotel, and it's a bar, and they go a lot of people.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So, more people trying to get to the bottom of his motivations, but...
You never get there.
Yeah, I don't think you can understand the kind of person that would shoot some shit up. I just don't think that that's normal. You know, it's like outside of the boundaries of rationalization, in my opinion. Here's another great, wonderful story about our LGBT people. Gay is wrong. IHOP waitress was left a hateful note instead of a tip on a $36 check written by a father eating with his children. Yeah, well, you know, sometimes when you're in IHOP and you're having a Rooty Tooty fresh and fruity, you start eating and you go, this seems a little gay, so it must be wrong. Why else would it be named Rooty Tooty Fresh and Fruity? No straight man came up with this. So I'm going to need to leave a message for everybody.
Everybody.
The waitress needs to know she got her hair too short and it look like she wearing khakis. I'm going to have to break this down to her.
In the standard IHOP uniform.
Oh, that's the standard uniform. Well, while she got that apron on covering up them sweet titties, I'm going to have to let her know about herself, okay?
The standard uniform.
Gay is wrong and strong, okay? I'm going to have to put it right where the tip's supposed to go.
News Channel 4's Kristen Shanahan is back from Enid. And Kristen, the woman says she was Kristen's targeted back. Because she's a lesbian.
Kevin, she says the written words had everything to do with who she loves rather than her service. The waitress says a customer made it very clear last night he doesn't agree with how she lives her life.
Taylor Stewart is working hard to make a living.
I work like 6 days a week.
For 7 months now.
Six gay days.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. How I'm supposed to eat my meal and you gay? I can't swallow my food down knowing that you not having sex with a man? Are you serious? I'm disgusted just listening to this.
She's been waiting tables at this IHOP in Enid.
I'm a people person, and that's why I had this job, because I love people, you know, and I like to serve them and, you know, make them happy.
Unfortunately, happy was a feeling she didn't serve to a customer Monday night. It was towards the end of a double shift when she waited on a man and three kids.
I messed up one of the things on the order, so, I mean, I fixed that with no problem, and he was just kind of being rude to me the whole time. I told him I was sorry about the service.
After eating, Stewart says they stormed out the door.
And I was like, have a good night, sir, and, you know, come back and see us, and he didn't say anything.
When she went to clean the table, Stewart says she found not only a big mess, but this receipt, a $36 ticket with a message instead of a tip.
He spelled gay wrong. No, like he spelled gay wrong. Like he spelled it with an E. Mm-hmm. Is that an A? I don't know.
Gray wrong?
More like you said, gee is wrong. Gee is wrong.
Mm. Let's go pick up the check. I read it, and I thought it said gray is wrong, you know, and I went and showed my girlfriend, and she was like, what? And she said, it said gay is wrong. I was just shocked, you know. I was more shocked than hurt, but, I mean, it did hurt.
Stewart says she believes in freedom of speech, but hopes people will think before they speak, or in this case, write.
If you don't like it, if you don't agree with it, then that's fine. That's your own opinion, but, I mean, just let people be who they are, and, you know, don't say hurtful things.
And Stewart says she didn't recognize the man, and neither did the other employees working that night. We wanted to talk to that customer, but couldn't make out the name signed on that receipt.
All right. So, the thing that's interesting to me is not only is this offensive to just, you know, LGBT people and mm-hmm. the homophobia is rampant. He also didn't tip. What an asshole.
Right.
Like, these are those people that get the little bit of power that they have in their life. Like, whatever. This is the one area they can exude power over someone making $2.35 on an IHOP. And they go, okay, I'm going to be an asshole to you. Not because you were fucked up to me, but because I have no power. Someone needs to feel my anger and my righteous indignation.
Right. And that's why I say, everybody should get paid minimum wage regardless of what you do.
Fuck minimum wage. Nobody. I mean, honestly, we need to stop tipping. It needs to be no tipping. It should not be an option. Human beings are not able to handle this. And only people that want to hold on to it are people that really enjoy the power that it that they're presented with.
Right.
Charge more for food. Stop making people tip because people are fucking terrible. We cannot have a society where we understand the society in general bends towards racism, homophobia, transphobia, and all these other things, sexism, misogyny, all this shit. But then we turn around and be like, but I'm sure people are good enough to deal tip out of the kindness of their heart. No, they won't. People ain't shit. You know, even just the fact that we have it where a waiter will take a white table before a black table. Now, this is a chicken or some egg shit, but it's like, well, black people aren't tipping. Well, maybe you're coming over and you're being, they can just sense the fucking bigotry on you. Maybe your service isn't as good as you think. Maybe it's not, you know, maybe you are taking a few minutes longer to get to that table. We went to Chili's the other day. Nobody even came over to us before we had to get up and leave. Now, I don't know if that was a race thing. We had just been in there. We had definitely tipped the last time we were in there pretty well, as always. But it's pretty funny that the next time we came through, we just didn't even get served. You know, not even a what you drinking, like just sat there for like 5-10 minutes and had to get up and leave, right?
Yep. And I sure enough did. We ended up going somewhere else, and while we was in there, I went online and I filled out their thing for Chili's and let them know I did not appreciate it and I did not get served, and I haven't done it yet, but I'm gonna at them on Twitter and I'm gonna at them on Facebook to let them know my experience was terrible and I don't appreciate not being served.
Yeah, but the point being, the, you know, going back to this, this person, not only did they not tip, but to be extra rude, they had to say something about the fact that she was gay, because they're a horrible human being.
Right.
Like, here's no tip, and I want to admonish your quote-unquote lifestyle, right? I want to talk bad about your sexual orientation, because this is the one arena where nobody asks for my fuck-ass opinion, but because it's a goddamn tip, I feel like I'm in control. So I, now you serve me. If I don't like something, you got to deal with it. Fuck, man. People are goddamn terrible. Mm-hmm. A Christian extremist shoots a trans woman in the face, but in Pence's Indiana, that is not a hate crime. Mike Pence, of course, is the vice president candidate for Donald Trump. And he's like the governor, I think, of Indiana or something like that. So apparently, this isn't a hate crime. Crystal Cash, a transgender woman who was shot in the face, police will not say they will not be pursuing hate crime charges against a man who Cash alleges shouted an anti-gay slur at her before shooting her. Cash, 55, is currently unable to speak after being shot in the face at her Perfect You permanent cosmetic shop in Evansville last week. The case has been complicated by the police, who implied that Cash is a prostitute, which is something they are common to apply to trans women specifically. But
you're making this assumption,
right?
And it sounds like she was working,
right? There, but they're constantly, you know, like, oh yeah, this person's a prostitute. That's probably what really happened, and they don't believe you if you say you weren't. So it's not like you know what I mean. Once they decide it, then that's what it is. You're a trans prostitute. And by whether her assailant identified as Gerald Duane Lewis, aka Gadigan Ben Israel, belongs to an organization identified by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group. The SPLC identifies Lewis Israel's church as violently anti-Semitic and anti-LGBT. The Israel United in Christ Church, on its Tumblr page, denounces interracial marriage as a sin and an abomination. That's right. Racism is never too far along up the path when you get to homophobia and transphobia. It's like, you know, that right, just make a left at Bigotry Lane and you will arrive at your destination.
Yeah, all of them are their cousins. Sexism, racism, mm-hmm. misogyny.
Incestuous cousins.
Homophobic. Yeah, all, like, they literally all, and they not no second and third, all of them first cousins.
Yeah, they the Kevin Gates of cousins. You know. But yeah, so it's funny because a lot of people that are black or, you know, have or something on a racial issues, they'll be outspoken, but then in situations like this, they don't have shit to say, because it's like, well, I agree with that, you know, trans people, da 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 da. It's like, well, you think the people that shoot a trans person in the face are thinking, well, I'm sure black people are cool. No, I'm really okay with, you know, I'm really okay with interracial marriage, though. But other than that, it also commands its followers not to vote. Well, that's good. In recent posts, it commented on a recent house fire that killed 7 children that it was a lesson to be learned about defiling the Sabbath. The organization posted a note on its website denying that Lewis was a current member of the group. When the Evansville Courier Press reported on the arrest, it paraphrased the police report. Investigators noted in the arrest affidavit that Cash operates a known massage parlor in one of the spaces in the building where the shooting happened. Cash is a frequent poster on Backpage.com, an adult services website that police have expressed concern about in the past. Lewis was arrested Monday afternoon. In an interview with police at the hospital, Cash told investigators she had met Lewis on the street and called the meeting completely random. According to the affidavit, investigators wrote that Cash said she had shown Lewis her website before the shooting. Now, here's the thing. Let's say that she was a sex worker.
Right. It don't.
Why would that matter?
Right.
It still would be a hate crime.
A crime was committed against her.
Right? It's like if I'm a drug dealer, but you roll up on me and say, nigger died, niggers, I hate black people, shot. Yeah, I don't think you get to turn around and be like, but he was selling drugs. I mean, come on. It is not clear why police mentioned that Cash, who runs a cosmetic business where she is listed as a licensed in several professional cosmetic practices.
Right.
Allegedly advertised a quote unquote massage parlor in the police report. Yeah, because they just assumed and made shit up so they would feel better about dismissing her claims, period, and her life, honestly. Cash's brother refused the police version of events and says that his sister allowed the suspect into her shop in order to use the bathroom. Johnny Dickens, Cash's brother, says that his sister has been in a committed relationship for 20 years. He alleges that police are trying to portray his sister as a prostitute rather than a transgender businesswoman who was targeted by a Christian extremist.
Right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. According to Courier News report, there was initial confusion about the events as police reported that a man had been shot. They're good for that, too.
Right.
They are quick to do that one. Cash was able to describe the suspect in writing, whom she said was wearing an Israeli Christian T-shirt. Louis Israel is being held on $5 million bond and $500,000 cash bond for attempted murder, robbery, and carrying a handgun without a permit. The suspect was arrested with a 9mm in his possession. So attempted robbery, what? Did he even steal anything? Attempted murder, robbery, carrying a handgun without a permit. What did he steal? Is this just because they're trying to say, well, because you're a prostitute, he's trying to steal goods and services of sex, I guess.
Apparently. Fuck you.
And she can't speak because she got shot in the face.
Right.
But, you know, obviously you're getting called a slur and shot in the face. Nothing hate crimey about that. You know, that's a completely rational way to look at things. Caitlyn Jenner's back in the news as she heads to Ohio to appear at a pro-LGBT event at the GOP convention. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I don't know how that's going to turn out. I think she may already win. I'm not sure.
Me either.
So yeah,
they are anti you, and you just like, you still want to be a part of the club, dog.
She supports now. That's her thing. They asked Tom Cotton about this, and he said, "I think we want to appeal to every American of all stripes in all 50 states. We as Republicans want to appeal to Americans as Americans, whether they be black, white, or Hispanic, whether they be man or woman." Adding it that when product gay, straight, or trans Americans, yes. Just the fact that he even acknowledged that is like a conceit that the Christian right is probably mad at. You acknowledge that transgender is a thing? You want they votes? Ugh. Well, now I know I'm not voting.
The same people last night are talking about guilty. Them people? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right after the party has largely backed North Carolina's House Bill 2. But you gonna go over there and support them. So, although Caitlin can hardly be described as the Donald staunchest supporter, she is vehemently opposed to the alternative. So she hates Hillary more than she hates Trump, basically.
Right.
So that's all it is for her, you know. But she also said that coming out as a conservative is harder than coming out as a Republican. No, wait, I'm sorry. Coming out as a trans person is harder than coming out as a Republican. So, It was easy to come out as trans. It was hard to come out as a Republican, said Caitlyn Jenner at a Republican National Convention outside Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Wednesday morning. She was mostly joking, but had a point. Other than Donald Trump himself, she was the most famous celebrity to touch down in Cleveland during the Republican National Convention, and she wasn't actually speaking on the convention floor. So I guess they're trying to say there must be a lot of conservative a lot of conservative celebrities, and since she's the most famous one, therefore, you know, it must be a lot of people in the conservative closet.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm. What's funny to me is it doesn't really seem like it's that hard for celebrities to be conservative. They just don't say shit, but
right.
It's hard to be probably an outspoken conservative to some extent, but even then nothing seems to happen to people.
Mm-mm.
Like, what is the thing that is fucking it up for them?
Right.
It's like this,
their money stop.
It's this perceived oppression that they swear they're gonna get, but really conservative celebrities create their own spaces and get their own funding and shit. You can say some reprehensible shit and people are, there are a lot of people who are going to support you because of it.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Like Paula Deen is now basically floating as a millionaire on just pure bigotry and hatred that her, that people wanted to support. Duck Dynasty people get more support by having that stuff found out. I don't know that it's that bad for conservatives.
No, in fact, you make more money when you, not trying to be funny, it's like, you Glenn fuck Beck. Up, right, you fuck up and get fired or you choose to leave and all of a sudden the people support you more and you end up making more money than you was on your previous platform.
Yeah, Glenn Beck, Anthony Cumia,
yeah,
like,
Glenn Beck is a billionaire.
People might get called out for fucking up at some point, but at the end of the day, as long as you can make money and you're entertaining, people are going to continue to work with you. Nothing's going to happen.
Mm-mm.
You know, like, people still gonna take their ass over there. That's what people do.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. Thought I had. I did this. California is going to start teaching LGBT history in schools.
Good.
Yeah. California curriculum will now include major LGBT Americans and milestones in its history lessons and its related news. This is a editorial. And then related news. Oh my God, why isn't every other state doing this too? The updates, which this is what happens when you get your news from Teen Vogue. The updates, which were voted on unanimously.
Is emojis in this too?
Right. The updates, which were voted in unanimously this past Thursday, came as a part of a larger attempt to widen the scope of what is being taught in schools. It was a hard won effort, which temporarily prevented two separate attempts to overturn it. The Los Angeles Times reports that changes will be implemented across elementary, middle, and high school. In fourth grade, for example, students will learn about the emergence of the nation's first gay rights organizations in the 1950s and the struggles in California from the 1970s to the present day to affirm the right of gay people to teach and get married. Someone on my Twitter was like, how are we going to indoctrinate these kids? I mean, I'm all for gay rights, but fourth grade? And I was like, the sooner the fucking better.
I know it's so.
Get to these kids as soon as fucking possible, because I feel like as an adult, I spend my whole life fucking unlearning shit that I wish I had never learned in the first place because it was wrong and misguided. So.
Right. And it's hard to deprogram your brain.
Right. So the sooner the better. Like, kids should never even have to, like, that it shouldn't even be an idea that you wouldn't learn about this. Like, people in America are so scared that learning about something is the same as telling you to do something.
Right.
Like, okay, your kid learned about LGBT rights and struggles. Well, now they're going to be gay, y'all.
That's not true.
Your straight kid just got turned gay because he learned or she learned. That's not how it works. Second of all, if a kid feels empowered to live their actual life the way that they were born, the orientation that they have, good. Because we fuck kids up by making them feel ostracized as if the only quote unquote right way to live is straight and gender binary, right? We do that to people. And people end up with all these complexes and all these things they have to deal with. It's wrong. And we shouldn't pass that shit down. And yeah, if kids can learn to have some pride in themselves and some pride, like LGBTQ kids can learn there that these are our struggles, these are the things that we went through, they're being recognized, they're being taught, that's good. Straight kids can learn too. They can go, oh shit, I didn't know this, you know, here's a struggle that I never paid attention to, because half of the problem when you talk to adults who don't believe in inequality for LGBTQ people, when you talk to them, half of the problem is they don't think they have any problems.
Right.
Well, you can just pretend to be straight. I mean, I ain't about to compare that to being black or nothing. Why don't you just start dating a woman then? I mean, shit, just choose to do something different.
It's all because we don't even teach you when you a kid what the struggle is and what the struggle was. So I think that's I think it's a good milestone. Good. I'm glad. All right. Let's see what other news we had.
Better not let North Carolina know this. They'll fucking pass a law.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
You know how North Carolina like to pass a law before it even get here?
Right. That's true. So the new story is that Melania Trump did have a speechwriter, and that person is the one who plagiarized Michelle Obama's speech.
No shit. No shit, dog. That robotic ass speech. You really think we thought you wrote that, sweetie? Word.
I don't know. Maybe she did write it. I mean, you trying to say she couldn't write a speech that she copied and pasted from other people? I mean, they didn't say she was good at giving a speech. You could still write a speech and be terrible at delivering it. Either way, they did, after saying that she wrote it herself and whatnot, they said, okay, somebody did plagiarize it, but Donald said he refuses to let her quit.
She ain't running for shit. What are we talking about?
Meredith McIver, the person who wrote the speech, he said he's not going to fire her and he won't let her quit. She's an in-house writer and admits she wrote the Melania Trump speech that included words lifted from Michelle Obama.
That showed you his integrity, because you'd be fucking fired. I won't want you writing for me and you stealing people's shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck around and get sued.
So I guess this is a mouse to damage control in Trump household, the Trump campaign. We almost fired somebody. What's funny is that this may be a violation of campaign laws if you use a private employee to write Melania's speech. So they'll be looking into that now.
So they have to be on your staff?
I think you can't be paying them with public funds from your campaign to do as a private employee of yourself.
Okay.
You know, like they need to, I guess, be working for
the campaign, right?
Right, because she's a full-time Trump organization employee and not a paid campaign staffer. So if they're not working for your campaign, you can't be using campaign funds to pay for them writing you speeches for your campaign.
I guarantee, man, if they follow the money, Donald Trump been spending that money every fucking where. Like, all across. He breaking all types of laws.
Yeah, I don't think shit's going to happen to him anyway.
No.
Let's see. Also, Ava DuVernay secretly filmed a documentary about systematic racism.
Yes, bitch, yes.
Mm-hmm. Between all the work that she's constantly doing.
Yes. It was like, why didn't you do Black Panther? Because she was secretly filming, y'all.
Mm-hmm. She was between shooting an HBO fashion documentary, The Battle of Versailles. I hope that's how you pronounce it. I don't know. Maybe Versailles. Her own TV series, Queen Sugar, and a Disney feature film, A Wrinkle in Time. She also filmed a secret documentary about systematic racism and the prison industrial complex in America called The 13th, named after the 1865 constitutional amendment abolishing slavery. It will open at the New York Film Festival in September. It will be the first documentary to do so in the festival's 53-year history and the first film by a black woman to do so. That timely story is then slated for October 7th release on Netflix and in theaters.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Where does she sleep? Does that sound like I don't know. 4, 5, 6 projects all going on at the same fucking time?
She's just so busy being awesome, she don't have time to sleep. I don't know right. What's going on. The film will reportedly include footage from Civil Rights Movement, the Ku Klux Klan, Black Lives Matter activists, and interviews with leading political figures and scholars, including Michelle Alexander, who wrote the 2010 book, The New Jim Crow, Mass Incarceration and the Age of Colorblindness. Previous festival openers include The Walk and Gone Girl, the latter of which pulled in a whopping $369.3 million at the box office. So, at any rate, won't she do it?
Ain't that the truth?
Let's see what else happened. the guy who shot the cops in Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he told his friends he suffered from PTSD and he had prescriptions for Valium and sleeping pills. Now, I don't say this to, I mean, not that I really give a fuck, but I'm not saying this like to besmirch the person, but I'm saying in general, we don't normally hear the terms mental illness thrown about when black people do shit like three shootings.
Right.
But clearly this sounds like someone that was suffering from something.
Mm-hmm.
PTSD, you know, self-prescribing yourself, you know, painkillers and anti-anxiety drugs and shit. You know, it sounds like he could have had some mental issues. Yeah, prescriptions for Valium, sleeping aid, Lunesta, and anti-anxiety drug Ativan. He had been deployed to Iraq during his 5 years in the Marine Corps. Sunday, he killed three officers with an assault rifle in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and wounded three officers. He claimed to be a life coach, author, and host of his own podcast. In a podcast interview from April, Long claimed that his days of hard partying and indulging in what he liked to call super pussy were behind him. Super pussy? All right. Yeah, he, me and Justin listened to some of his, podcast or whatever. And it's bad. It's pretty much those, like, fake ass relationship coach, like, guys, this is what you need to tell these queens and all that shit type thing. You know, I think one is, and it's still up for some reason, by the way. You can still go listen to it, but one of his episodes is about Steph Curry need to put Aisha Curry in check. I was just like, okay, one of these niggas. At any rate, yeah, it's just interesting that the story around him wasn't, it didn't become about his mental health right away. You know, when normally it's like, this person is disturbed, this person is having issues and whatnot, so. No, I guess we didn't get that this time. You know, KRS-One said anyone who has a problem with Afrika Bambaataa should quit hip-hop. Mm-hmm.
Bam is against this. The other four people, though, they came forward.
This volume's too low. When you're talking about Afrika Bambaataa, first of all, you're talking about the person who invented hip-hop, not participated in it. There was no hip-hop before Afrika Bambaataa. Let's start there. So anyone who has a problem with Afrika Bambaataa should quit hip-hop. You don't take accusations lightly, KRS-One said. I would say unequivocally right here, right now, I hope for healing. As I wrote in my statement, I hope for healing for everyone involved. First, for those who are accusing Afrika Bambaataa, accusing, no evidence, no convictions. Okay. But we will at least give you the benefit of the doubt. You made these accusations against Afrika Bambaataa. Okay, no problem. Bam, deal with that. The interviewer asked for both sides and the victims of Afrika Bambaataa to be given an equal platform since no one is untouchable. KRS-One claimed this cannot be the case because our leadership has to be untouchable. KRS-One said hip-hop needs to understand some of us are infallible. He argued that hip-hop's leaders must be beyond reproach or the entire culture will die.
He's crazy. Even the organization has said he did that shit, dog.
He in sounds my opinion, like
he did that shit.
Doesn't it sound like the Catholic Church?
Right. He was like,
but with hip hop,
I will support him no matter how fucked up it is, no matter what he did, no matter how many people have accused him, no matter how many families he's hurt, no matter how many witnesses from a part of the organization have publicly came out and said yes, he has did this. Probably who knows the number of children, because it sounded like a lot of these were young men at the time, children that have been abused.
Right. But, you know, that might mess up your image of this guy because he's such a big hip-hop person.
I don't give two shits about that, and I don't even care. It's one of the things where people want to roll back and he came out and did everything but it's a black man.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. He committed a crime and you need to be held accountable for your crime. Your race is irrelevant in the situation.
Right. This is the same organization that when it came out tried to blame the newspaper and say it was a coordinated effort to take down the Zulu Nation and shit.
Come on, refresh.
Oh, refresh. All right. Give me a second. All right. Let's give it a second, guys. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
After these messages, we'll be right back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess sometimes you sound like you're doing a robot. Computer love. I guess what that's, I'm assuming that's what the chat room is hearing.
I guess. Are we back yet? Okay, I'm back on screen. All right, so hopefully that fixed the audio problems. We get those every once in a while. But yeah, fuck KRS-One.
Right. And it makes me lose all the respect for you, sir.
Yeah, people trying to defend this shit, man. You wrong too. You know what I mean? Like, well, it's just innocent until proven guilty. Cool, but we not in the court of law. Also, there's several black men victims that are victims of this dude, and suddenly nobody wants to talk about it. Okay? Like, these little hidden secrets that people have is no different than the Catholic Church. You know, people like, wait for this internal investigation. Nah, man. Nah, I'm not waiting. Cause a lot of times internal investigations yield the results people want. That's why we can't get none of these officers arrested when they kill innocent black people.
Come on.
But y'all can see through that jig, right? Y'all can see when it's some race shit, y'all can see it. Well, it's race shit here. The victims are black and brown kids. Maybe that's why nobody wants to believe them. But the fact that, once again, the fact that mostly straight black males want to form up on this circle and get the same access to the privilege that white men have to get away with shit, not for justice, not for anything else, but just the fact that this the targets of this man's proclivities were at least the ones that have come forward so far, because who knows how many have not come forward,
right?
Whether it's through shame or just the fact that they see people shaming these dudes now and they're like, it won't be me then,
or have died,
right? Or they know the status of this man in the community and they're like, I guess I just have to be a victim because y'all gonna accuse me of character assassination and trying to destroy hip-hop when all I'm trying to do is get justice for the fact that this person targeted me and made me a victim,
right,
of their fucking proclivities. But what's funny about it is that when it comes to straight black men, they want to get information on this kind of shit where it's like, well, now I don't want to believe you. Bill Cosby, I don't want to believe that. You know, it's like, well, nigga, 70 people don't accuse somebody of the same shit and they didn't do it. I'm sorry. You know, the fact that multiple men are accusing this person, and it didn't just start yesterday because you became aware of it yesterday. Mm-mm. Some of these people have been going back years talking about this shit.
20-something years.
And you still want to try to not acknowledge it? It's unforgivable, man. It's sad because, you know, when the cops kill us, and I'm specifically talking about straight black men at this point.
Right.
Because I know that these same dudes probably don't even really care that much about when they kill other, you know, the people in the community.
Right.
But when they kill us, all the doubt goes out the window, right? There's no doubt then, right? None of us saw what happened to Freddie Gray. We know he died in police custody. They say he ran up against the wall and killed himself. None of us believe it, though. Mm-mm. We weren't there. We didn't see camera footage. We have no idea, right? But we know. We do know. We know inside. And the same shit happens here, man. It's like, I don't need to see fucking, well, he ain't videotaping himself fucking them kids, so I guess it's cool. Like, come on, man. It's really ridiculous. It's really sad to see, honestly. Let's see what else happened. It appears that the person that targeted Leslie Jones has been banned from Twitter. And also it seems that this person has like a history,
mm-hmm,
of targeting people, and like with Gamergate.
Uh-huh. Twitter has warned him several times.
Yeah, he's a gay conservative dude that writes for Breitbart.com that just started harassing and targeting people on Twitter, rose to power, sort of got a lot of followers, got a huge backing. He doxed people, he has a lot of trolls that follow him that participate in this stuff, the harassment of people. And that's all that stuff was, is basically he targeted Leslie Jones. I think we've covered his antics before, where he went to a slut walk and he had a thing that was like Hogwarts and rape culture, two things that don't exist or something like that. and his, it's all, you know, and what's funny is that there's this love affair that white media spaces typically have with him because he doesn't harass them.
Right.
You know, so they had this love affair of like, wow, this guy's so edgy and it's so funny and he's really pushing and challenging free speech. Mm-hmm. But
you don't have to deal with the aftermath. Right. Of
no,
that.
No one's ever doxed them. He's not targeting them.
Right.
And as long as he targets certain groups, no one's going to fuck with him. If he targets feminists for the most part, if he targets gamers, if he targets black women, if he, like, the people he targets normally have no recourse because no one gives a fuck.
Right.
He just miscalculated this time and everyone cared about Leslie Jones getting trolled. Even yes. people that don't like her
right.
were like, this is wrong. And that's why he got banned. But yeah, it's funny because he actually gave a interview 4 years ago. Milo Yiannopoulos gave an interview saying that he wanted censoring and banning of internet trolls. It's clear that existing hate speech laws are inadequate for the social media era, and if we decide, as we perhaps might, that a lifetime ban on the internet is unworkable and disproportionately punitive, given the centrality of the internet to our professional and personal lives these days, what on earth are we to do? No one has yet offered up a convincing answer. In the meantime, we are all, bit by bit, growing ever more fearful of the next wave of molestation. Together with the other commentators, I have in the past argued for verified identities on social networks, so those responsible for abuse and persecution of public figures and the vulnerable might be held accountable for their actions. That seems redundant when trolls are now so brazen they don't care about disapproving words from what their loved ones back inside Facebook when they leave furious missives using that social network's commenting system elsewhere on the internet. So perhaps what's needed now is a bolder form of censure after all. Because the internet is not a universal human right. If people cannot be trusted to treat one another with respect, dignity, and consideration, perhaps they deserve to have their online freedoms curtailed, for sure. The best we could ever hope for is a smattering of unpopular show trials. But if the internet, ubiquitous as it now is, proves too dangerous in the hands of the psychologically fragile, perhaps access to it ought to be restricted. We ban drunks from driving because they're a danger to others. Isn't it time we did the same for trolls? But
says the troll,
says the guy who goes on to become a huge troll. So a bunch of people were on Twitter doing the free Milo, and they were all in people's mentions complaining about, you know, I'm gonna quit Twitter and take a stand with him. Good. Quit. Bye.
Good. Ain't nobody gonna miss you because if you feel that passionate, you would want to fuck us harassing people.
Yeah. So it's pretty funny. They started all hashtag.
All them fucking eggs with three right. followers.
Bunch of eggs, flags, and dog avatars talking about how much they gonna miss this dude. Just hilarious. And it's so funny how he saw at some point I can ride the wave and join the harassers, right? Like, he went from, oh, this is so bad, this is so terrible, we shouldn't be doing this, it's messing up the internet, we need to stop it, to, you know what? Can get a lot of followers doing this. Think I'm going to go ahead and
get that attention.
Yeah, think I'm going to go ahead and have to get this attention, man. So remember at the VH1 Hip Hop Honors, they had the performance of, like, tributes, mm-hmm. and different artists came out, and they would perform, and, you know, for they were performing the hits of the ladies they were honoring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rich Homie Quan came out and he performed Get Money by Junior Mafia.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something else.
It was
just, you know, bless his heart is what I say. Bless his heart. Mm-hmm. He
they paid you for that performance, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me you ain't take the time to at least listen to the album one time. I know it might be a few years, but you ain't go back and listen to that one single solitary time.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was not ideal. I would say.
Yeah, and it don't matter. I guess to me.
Did y'all rehearse?
Yes, we practiced. I did rehearsal like two times before I did it. You know what I'm saying? Like one time with the paper and one time without.
Okay, so you had the lyrics in your hand. And then you decided to put them down. Had you committed them to memory by then, you thought?
Yeah, I knew it by heart. You feel me? But then, like, my words, I told them I didn't know all the words, so the words were supposed to be on the teleprompter. My little teleprompter, they weren't there.
Ah, now. Okay. So the words are supposed to be on the teleprompter. You look to the teleprompter, yes. And what goes through your mind?
Damn. What? You're like, damn.
I just thought like it was formal. Just let me just do crowd participation, then we'll get back to it.
Yeah, but that's one of the most well-known songs in hip-hop. You know that wasn't going to happen.
It is, but being from Atlanta, like, I grew up on the Kilo, Ali's, Outkast, the T.I.'s. Like, I don't really, only song I know about Big is Juice.
Okay. So you think maybe she should have did something else that would have gave you more time, or is it just, like, technical difficulties, and it wasn't on the – okay.
Who's to do it again? I know I was not sure, because I know the verse by heart. It's probably just the pressure I was on and nervous.
I should have asked him to do the verse right there. We'll do it now.
Mm-mm. I don't believe you. You're a professional, sir. I'm not. Maybe this is just me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You are a professional. You do this for a living. You ain't no mixtape artist. You are a professional person who goes on tours. You wouldn't do this to your own song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear that. Mm-mm. I don't care if they didn't have a teleprompter there. You should have known the words to this song.
Yeah, I mean, apparently it's the teleprompter's fault, Karen.
You're professional, right? Maybe this is just me.
According to him, you know, that's the way that it worked out. It was just, you know, it's the teleprompter's fault.
I could see me not knowing the words, but I'm not a professional rapper either.
But first, we went to Target.
Oh, wait, I don't even think this is the right video. Here it is. Here's the video for his, I guess, are we calling it a performance? Is that what we're going to... Is that what we're going to say?
You took their money. Maybe it's just me. Uh-uh. You took their money. What happened if they give us our money back?
Okay. So far, so good. You want to sip more on my living room floor? Okay, shit. I know them words, you know. Maybe we need to calm down. Maybe I was overreacting. You want to sip more on my living room floor? Play Nintendo with these at Alamo. Who is Alamo?
Mm-hmm.
Play Nintendo with Caesar Alamo. Is what that a new member of Junior Mafia? I never.
You might need to Google the lyrics to be sure.
He might be in Senior Mafia. Maybe senior moments mafia. I don't know. This season Alamo. Oh man, this. Oh, okay. Play Nintendo with season Alamo.
You remember the Alamo?
Huh?
I said, remember the Alamo?
I remember the Alamo. Yes. Yeah. Hey,
oh shit! I remember this verse. You want to be my main squeeze, baby, don't you? I even know this part. Come on, down.
It's, oh, hey.
Oh,
hey.
Shit. I remember this part. Hey, hands
up. Oh. Hey, you want to be my main squeeze, baby? He couldn't even get it back. Lil' Kim had to come in and try to save it.
Because she...
Oh,
and the biggest part, she's memorized it, probably because she's performed it 1,000 times. But it's just the point that they paid you. You're a professional artist. You took their money.
He really said, "Hands up," and nobody in the audience put their hands up, though.
Mm-mm. Hey, you want to be my main squeeze, baby?
There's no way to rehearse this. At this point, he's so not confident of the words, he's not even saying the words with her.
Right.
You know how to, like, when you're rapping, a lot of times they'll say, okay, let me do my part too, what you're saying.
He has no
idea. He's just walking
idea.
On the stage going, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He has no idea what's happening right now. Look at him. I know Look at him was like, shit, I'm going to have to end up doing the whole thing. Why are you up here?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been asking him. Why are you here?
Yeah, my. What you say? What you say? That's pretty good.
play some Rich Homie Quan karaoke. They need to make a whole game out of this and monetize this shit. It'll be good. You can only perform songs you don't know the words to.
You know how many people would have
just try to make it up.
Right. You know, people would have loved to been up there and memorized that shit and done a lot better job.
Yeah. A lot of people.
You took somebody's spot, dog.
Mm-hmm. You know, I understand. But, you know, sometimes it gets difficult when you're doing these kind of things, Karen, you know, can you blame him? I mean, he's young. No, mm-hmm. That's not.
Mm-mm. At the end of the day, you're a professional, and I understand people go, well, that's not my generation. Okay, cool. Well, you should have told them that and opted out and be like, give this spot to somebody else who cares, because no matter what you say, to my opinion, it looked like you didn't care. You didn't care. Not trying to find it. You didn't care enough to memorize it, but you cared enough to cash that check, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's very unprofessional. I'll say that much. I remember when Lupe did this.
Right, and then try to blame it on some other shit. Well, I didn't care. Get a spot to somebody else. Give it to somebody else who's going to memorize it.
Yeah. I play Rich Homie Quan karaoke. Papa, sicker than your average. Papa twist, cabbage on instinct. Niggas, hey, I'll throw your hands up. I'll throw your hands up. Detroit players.
Biggie,
yeah. Brooklyn. Do something. Go through us. Screw us. Puff.
Shout away your suits.
And all my girls in the back say hey.
Take that.
Say hey. Biggie, yeah. All right, yeah, I can do this. It's pretty fun right there. Yeah, Rich Homie Quan karaoke night. That's what we got to do.
Can you play the original song he was supposed to do?
Is Get Money?
Possible?
Yeah. Yeah, I can play Get Money. Hold on. you want to talk about Season Alamo?
Remember the Alamo.
Caesar Alamo. Oh.
My bitches get money.
My bitches get money.
Sip more on my living room floor. Play Nintendo with Caesar Leo. Pick up my phone, say Papa not home. Sex all night, mad head in the moan. Spin my beat, smoke all my trees. Tattoo on TT, so you be
hey, lift your hands up. Don't
you?
You wanna give me what I need, baby? Won't
you? Picture life as my wife.
Just think. X and O links.
Bracelets to match. Conversation
with all that.
Showed you the safe
combination and all that.
Guess you can say you's the one I trusted.
How would ever know that you would spread like mustard?
Shit got hot, just sent feds to my spot. Took me to court, tried to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a whole lot of lines. And Lil' Kim was looking at him like,
Lil' Kim just came in with her part like, nope.
Yeah, it was probably like a 3-minute, you know, you got about 45 bars. So she going, anytime now? All right, I'll just start.
Mm-hmm. Back in Taylor Swift news, her best friend, her BFF, sends tweets directed at Northwest and Twitter went in on her.
These
white folks have no fucking clue.
You don't mess with the kids.
Jesus Christ. What are y'all doing?
You don't mess with the kids.
Who's in charge of y'all social media?
The wrong people. Them. That's the problem. Them.
You got to ride this L out.
Yep. They white women taking them L's, honey. They ain't used taking them L's, honey. They forever winning. They was like, I will not lose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bitches. Let's get information.
Right. Jesus Christ, man.
And y'all all taking their mails, because the thing about it is that people will stand up for that baby even if they don't like Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all jokes aside, like, you will have people that hate her, be like, nah, dog, you can't pick on the pretty baby.
It's a baby.
Right.
What are you doing?
white people are fucking up the entire quote unquote clapback. This is what happens when you teach white women how to say clapback. They start just going using it for everything.
Yeah, everything.
Next thing you know, they think you can clap back on a fucking baby, and the internet has to go in. So on Twitter, she said, I pray God helps your daughter understand that despite how many times she'll hear daddy reference all women as bitches, she isn't one. I pray she understands her father actually is faithful to her mother despite all the adulterous comments she will hear her father making. I pray that she will understand adultery and bitches are just daddy's form of art, and not to worry because not every man thinks like him. Lastly, I pray for forgiveness. May God forgive you and your wife for doing to others the very things you pray are never done to your daughter. And then she wrote, guys, I always stand by my best friend. There's no point in fighting over than hashtag bless it. Now, of course, you know, she deleted the mother tweets, though. So she don't stand by too much. Mm-hmm. Anderson's decision to bring Northwest into it didn't go over well with Twitter. Soon after, people was in her mentions. Don't bring a 3-year-old child into it then. You obviously had nothing else to say, but we all know Taylor acts like a little child. No one has sympathy for you. Stop playing the victim, just like Taylor. You involved a baby. What kind of repulsive human being are you?
Right.
So bring a child into it. So you bring a child into it. Why exactly? Are you really bringing a 3-year-old child into Tay Lucifer's mess?
Aww.
And she said, for the record, I usually delete my tweets once the death threats start rolling in. Nothing more or less than that. Hashtag move it on. Once the death threats move in. Is that what it is?
Yeah. And you know what? I'm not trying to be funny. For most people,
mm-hmm.
I don't believe you. I mean, I really hate to be like that. Like, if you literally go in, because a lot of times people, there's some people who go to that mm-hmm. just for the fact that they don't like the L they're taking. But there's some people that actually really do get their threats.
Right.
Like, really, I'll rape you, bitch. I'll cut you up. I'll burn your family down. I'll find, like, there's people that actually get that. Then there's people that get, I don't like what you said, and those are death threats for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't the same, because I guarantee you, if you go back and look, there were people calling her out about messing with that child.
Yeah, and this happens a lot, where I've seen it happen on Twitter before, where people say, oh, I got death threats, and you're like, wait a minute.
You go back and look.
When I look at your mentions, because I can see them.
Right.
Because it's not too hard to hit the mentions, but nobody's talking about killing you. Mm-mm. Nobody threatened you.
Nope.
Like, you just pulled that out of nowhere because you want to have sympathy and try to turn yourself back into the victim, which is kind of how we got here. You know? Well, yeah, I don't see anybody talking about killing her. I'm looking at her mentions right now.
Mm-mm. Guarantee you nobody said. The people just calling out about bringing that baby into it. And you ain't going to take that L peacefully, so you turned around and was saying, I'm getting death threats.
Yeah, I'm saying stop doing dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor's a fake bitch. Bitch, you deserves it. Ha ha, fucking stupid bitch. A lot of bitches. You're the dumb. Well, she was bringing up bitch by. Yeah, so, you know,
yeah.
People going to use it.
Right. Yeah, you did use that in your tweets.
You're the dumbest person to ever put a child in this situation. Shaking my head. Shut up, stupid bitch. Pussy. Watch the Runaway movie. Saw Kanye calls all women bitches. Don't act like you know his life. I don't. So I won't make assumptions. The moment when Taylor Swift perfectly plots everything for publicity, and so does her best friend. Hashtag meant to be. Okay. The death threats.
Yeah.
Pray for the billions of women suffering in misogynistic societies, enduring domestic violence, illiteracy, and rape. Like, yeah, basically, like, pray for people that need it, not fucking, don't these fake condescending patronizing prayers that you got for Northwest, this bullshit.
Right, because you don't care.
Idiots. All right. Let's see what else we got here. I guess we can get into our other sections. That should work. Well, let me find some music for this section. You know, because this is y'all shit. Here we go. White people news. That's right. White people news.
More than 100 people fall ill thanks to a toxic algae bloom covering 9/10 of Utah Lake that has turned water bright green.
Bright green? What the fuck is happening here?
I know what you're thinking. How is this white people news? Ain't no niggas swimming in that.
Hell no!
This y'all. More than 100 people exposed to the bloom reported symptoms of vomiting, diarrhea, and fever on Friday. Yeah. So they went swimming in this green shit despite the water being green as fuck.
What is blue, right? Blue.
Like, let me put the screen on this so y'all can see.
That shit look like the color of fucking slime. Why would I get my ass in that?
Who was, like, did y'all see Ghostbusters? Nothing good could come of this.
Nothing.
Cyanobacteria cells release higher levels of toxins into the water as they die, making water more lethal, even as a number of cells drop in the lake, which lies in Utah Valley. More than 100 people exposed to the bloom called the Utah Poison Control Center by early Friday, reporting symptoms of vomiting, diarrhea, fever, skin, and eye irritation and rashes.
You don't say.
Yep. Although no definitive link has been made with the symptoms and the bloom, officials said they were consistent with cyanotoxin exposure. The majority of samples collected on Thursday exceed the medium risk threshold of 100,000 cells defined by the World Health Organization. They said worth, okay, and the Utah Department of Health guidelines. One such sample created nearly 700,000 cyanobacteria cells. Even when algae blooms don't appear on the surface of the lake, they could still be present. And it can sink in certain conditions. Toxins can be at their highest after a bloom has subsided, warned a release issued by the Department of Environmental Quality this weekend.
Shit is blooming in the water. Y'all like, you know what? Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I ain't messing with nothing green unless it's green jello. What are we talking about here?
White people could not help themselves and had to go swimming at toxic bullshit and they all got sick.
Green, yeah, and avocados, that's, you know, them some of the few feuds. But
and other white people news, Playboy Playmate was fired and banned from LA Fitness after body shaming a naked woman in her gym.
So she thought that was okay.
She said on social media, if I can't unsee this, you can't either. And she took a video of a woman showering who apparently was overweight or whatever was
and
her
didn't
issue.
Have any idea she was being photoed.
Right, and then she laughed at the person on Snapchat.
She thought that was going to go well.
She's the 2015 Playmate of the Year. She has had a regular gig for years on the Heidi and Frank radio show at LA's KLLS, but Friday morning, the announced management is suspending her indefinitely.
Right.
In the wake of the invasive Snapchat, we also learned that Mathers has been banned from LA Fitness, and not just locally. A spokesperson says she's not permitted in any club ever.
Right, because we can't have you snapping pictures of our customers, dog.
Yep. She also put an apology out on YouTube. It's 45 seconds long.
I just wanted to acknowledge a photo that I accidentally posted here on Snapchat earlier today and let you guys...
Accidentally?
No, I'm going to tell you one thing. My old ass used Snapchat. Ain't no fucking accidentally. If you put it out there, you meant to put it out there.
Guys know that that was absolutely wrong and not what I meant to do. And I have chosen to do what I do for a living because I love the female body, and I know that body shaming is wrong, and that's not what I'm about. That's not the type of person that I am.
But
that photo was taken to be part of a personal conversation with a girlfriend, and because I am new to Snapchat, I really didn't realize that I had posted it, and that was a huge mistake. I know that I've upset a lot of people out there, but please, please believe me when I say this is not the type of person I am. I've never done this before. I will never do this again. You have my word.
Yeah, she thought that prettiness was going to save her. It was like, we don't care how pretty you are. You got to go.
Why would it be okay even as a private
message
to someone else, though?
Right. That's the whole point. And the way she did it, she actually put a message across it.
Mm-hmm.
And not trying to be funny, you actually have to consciously... like edit inside the little chat, yeah, to do that. And the way it is in the corner, it's like a little blue arrow, and you actually have to press the arrow to publicly send it out.
I know body shaming is wrong, but you clearly were doing that.
Come on, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Can you shut the fuck up for the rest of your life, you a dumbass bitch that tries too hard?
I'll be right back.
Okay, all right, well, Karen's gonna be right back, guys, and I guess That'd be a good time to remind you that Bevel. It'd be a good time to remind you of the correct sponsor for the day, Bevel. Mm-hmm. That's right. This episode is brought to you by Bevel, which is the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Step up your shave game and say goodbye to razor bumps. You can get clearer, smoother skin with Bevel. And you know, everybody wants that. Ladies love it. Men love it. We all love that clear, smooth skin. You know, when we were doing our TV show, you know, Karen was getting made up, you know, face beat to the gods, as they say. But I didn't really have a lot of makeup. I don't know if it's just because I'm a manly ass man or what. But what I do know is that they didn't put a lot of makeup on me, and I didn't need no makeup on my neck. Why? Because that's all Bevel, baby. Okay, I had shaved that morning and I was good to go. That's all, just whap whap, you know what I'm saying? Swack swack, as Ray J would say. So my neck was looking good. No makeup, no nothing, you know, just straight up. You know, we had like the high res photography happening. They had one like close up right of my neck and my beard, and you guys can look and see the results for yourselves.
It was a beautiful picture. I really like that picture of you.
Right. You can see the results for yourself. Like, hey, this nigga's neck is smoother than baby's legs. Right. It's amazing. That's because of Bevel, y'all. Go to getbevel.com and use code TBGWT and you can get 20% off of your first month at getbevel.com. That's GETBEVEL.com. All right. So I guess we can get into, did we fuck with black people at all today? I don't feel like we did, so I guess we got to do it. All right. Let's get to fucking, as I say every time I walk into the bedroom, guys. Let's just do it.
We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people.
That's right, guys. Time to play the game that we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game where we go all around the globe and we assign point scores from 0 to 100 in intervals of 25 for how much we feel fucked with as black people. Today's contestants, everybody again, guys. You know how they do. Everybody's back. How about this one? A suspect is in custody after a racist tweet threatened a San Francisco police chief. So Milo docks people, sends people to do rape threats and all this shit. He gets banned from Twitter and a hashtag starts.
Right.
Free Milo, because you know it's such a tragedy what's happening to free speech. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, black person says some fuck shit on Twitter. I'm not gonna act like it's cool to do. You threaten somebody and police show up at your house. Interesting. Seem like we read more and more of these stories every fucking day. A man who allegedly made a racist Twitter threat against San Francisco's acting police chief Tony Chaplin was taken into custody Tuesday. Donald Eric Hoganson, 60 years old, was detained from his home, but he has not yet been formally booked in the county jail. Authorities say they identify him as the person behind the Twitter account at Beth the Savior, which has promoted white supremacy and I'll take it all back. We finally got one, y'all. We finally got one.
You got one egg.
Oh, it's possible.
One dog avatar finally went down.
Oh, it's one possible.
One American Eagle flag went down.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. You know what? I take everything I said back.
Right, because they was like, dawg, we see the shit you doing, and we don't want you showing up at this dude house.
Oh, for the first time ever, black police chief threatened my white supremacist.
And they went and got his ass.
And that motherfucker got arrested.
Right. I gotta testify. Come
up in the spot looking extra fly. Till the day I die, I'm gonna touch the sky. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. Till the day I die, don't touch the sky. That's right, y'all. Authorities say they identified him as the person behind the account. On Saturday, the account posted a tweet that called for the beheading of this black man and included a photo of the chief beside a photo of a guillotine that said white trade only.
Not trying funny. You deserve to be arrested.
According to the reports, Hoganson suffered from schizophrenia and often referred to himself as Bethesda. In 2002, Hoganson was indicted for allegedly threatening to kill an FBI agent outside the Sacramento office. He was determined not competent to stand trial as prosecution was deferred. According to court documents, the indictment against him was eventually dismissed. Get arrest this man. Mm-hmm.
Why is he need someone getting help?
I don't know.
I mean, that won't erase the racism, but you
know. As long as he gets an access to a Twitter account, no need to IP ban somebody like that. Right? No need for Twitter to get involved and say, hey, maybe you shouldn't be on our site.
Yeah.
At any rate, zero for me.
All right.
Got one. Mm-hmm. Black people, one. Racist people, 7 billion, 7 billion,
infinity. But I'll take my one.
Do you hate cops?
No.
Call a crackhead, says a billboard. It caused an uproar in Indiana.
Mm-hmm. I like that one. Because I ain't shit. Mm-hmm. Call a crackhead.
Mm-hmm.
They probably do wish you come and get more drugs.
The billboard caused uproar in Indiana for being covertly racist with a message put up by a police supporter to coincide with a Black Lives Matter protest right by there. The billboard says, hey cops, the next time you need help, call a crackhead.
See, the crackhead might get shit done. Why you playing?
Mm-hmm. Gary Dragoo, who is the owner of Hometown Outdoor Advertising, the company who owns the billboard, is the one who put up the message, and he says he stands by what it said. Someone should shoot this fucking sign. That would be hilarious.
It would be more hilarious if a crackhead took it down and sold it.
Mm-hmm. I smoked the sign.
Mm-hmm. I smoked the whole sign.
Do the gator shuffle on him. Yeah, he said it was a timely message and shit. So, what an idiot. There's always got to be one.
Is this billboard racist or a show of respect for police officers? That is a debate right now here in Muncie, where it first popped up over the weekend. An area mom taking to Facebook with a photo which has since been shared more than 1,100 times. She says it's racist because it appeared a day before a Black Lives Matter protest down the street, and it's a known fact crack has primarily negatively impacted the Black community. The billboard company owner who posted this says she's just reading into it. It was just his way of reminding people to appreciate the police. Regardless of how you feel here in Muncie, one fact is for sure, that sign, that message on this digital billboard has since been replaced with a more clear message. It reads, love, respect, support, law enforcement.
Yeah, so you knew it was wrong. Mm-hmm.
You thought with a flipping billboard, it wasn't going to hang up there long enough for somebody to see it. Because, because sometimes that shit changed quick.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was like, oh, is that what I read? I'm waiting to come back around again.
Yeah, they was really just hoping that Black people would see the sign marching for Black Lives Matter and turn all the way around. Like, oh, not here.
It don't work like that.
Yeah.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out. No thanks, don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please.
Oh,
fuck
yes!
This shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. All right then. I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
That's pretty much.
I need that on repeat. What the fuck shit happened? Just play it and walk my ass away.
That's 100 for me. What about you, buddy? Chuckles over here.
I'm going to give it a 75 because I thought the shit was hilarious. You could be racist and still be funny as hell to me.
Apparently there's been some reporting at the RNC. A guy from Vice, Wilbur L. Cooper, went to interview some people and see what they think about Black people and cops. And he got some responses from different people.
Mm-hmm.
Burgundy Kane, who's an alternate delegate, said the situation of race in America is worse than I've ever seen it. Obviously, I'm a millennial, so race has never been a huge issue for me. She's a white lady. Some of my best friends are
from the places like the Virgin Islands. Oh, y'all thought I was gonna say black. And we're really close. There is no racial tension between us. I've also had an ex-boyfriend who was Asian. Oh, okay. So that, okay, that's fine then. If you've accepted dick from a brown person, then no one can say anything about you. So for me personally, I've never seen this division, but now I'm seeing it on the streets. I work in downtown Houston and just seeing people be aggressive towards one another. There's no connection and they are avoiding eye contact because they are afraid of what the other person is thinking. The Dallas shooting put some of these issues on the map for some people in Texas. These shootings on the both sides make me very sad. I've always believed you should never kill someone no matter what, and that all life of every stage matters no matter who they are, what they stand for. The police officers need to change the way they engage in public. The groups like Black Lives Matter had a right to speak on those issues as long as they do it peacefully. For the GOP to help heal our nation, they will have to start with the idea that all lives matter and say, hey, what's going on is not okay on both sides. They needed to pull in different cultures, because when you talk to people, you realize that they often had the same values as you. Yeah, on both sides, though. Mm-hmm. Equivocating. Mm-hmm. Here's one. Kara Ennis, who is a black lady. I posted her picture and some of her words on my Twitter, and Twitter went crazy. Her shirt says, one of his African-Americans. Because, you know, Donald Trump said, my African-American. Kara Ennis, she's 29 years old from L.A., special snowflake. One thing I have come to respect is our men and women in blue. When I see the police, I know I'm safe. I know Johnny Law is there to come and take care of things. I understand how difficult their jobs can be. Will they do everything perfect? No, but it is not out of malice or racially motivated. When any human life is taken, such as these police shootings, it is sad, but you can't let that stop you from recognizing the decision these people made that led to them getting shot by the police. Look at Eric Garner, a man who was selling Lucy's and had a rap sheet a mile long. When he was approached by the police, all the man had to do was comply. A lawful headlock was used on him. It only went wrong because Garner kept flailing around. If black lives really mattered, don't you think people would do something about the epidemic of death in Chicago? There is a lawlessness in urban America. If you're not going to respect the life of yourself and others who look like you, why should I think you would respect those with a badge? So obviously, I expect when I hear of these incidences that the person who was shot did something ill-advised to get themselves killed. And the Black Lives Matter doesn't help at all. They are a bunch of racist, anarchist monsters who are responsible for the deaths of at least 8 cops. All this blue blood is on their hands because they were the ones who were chanting, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them? Now. By the way, they did not chant that. What do you think is going to happen when you spew that kind of inflammatory rhetoric? Dallas and Baton Rouge, that's what. I think that's, there was racism back in the day, but today I think that racism is made up. It's in people's heads. It's manufactured by the white leftist elites whose mastermind agenda is to pit races, classes, and sexes against one another to keep the narratives of victimization of brown people going.
I want to talk to her another 25 years and see how she feels, if she lives.
She's 29. She old enough to know better.
But it's one of those
things. This is what I think about what she said, though.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out. No thanks, don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened.
But I don't really care.
I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
That's how I feel about it, personally. Mm-hmm. I gotta move a session over. Give me a second. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not pleased with that at all.
I mean, look, Karen, you know what it was. Wait, did the second session start yet? How do I get? Oh, I had to click on it. Okay. Call audience to session. Okay. Go live. Do this thing. And cool, I'm back. And then I need to add you to the screen. Give me 1 second to do that. Invite on screen, yes. Go live, yes. All right, we should be live now. All right, so yeah, guys, sorry I had to start a new session, but it gave me this feeling too.
Go on, stop. No, I don't want to jump.
Yes, you do. You smoke crack, don't you? You smoke crack, don't you?
Mm-hmm. She must smoke crack. Because that don't make no damn sense, what she just said. Okay?
She told, I bet she don't get invited to none of the family reunions.
Right? She probably don't want to go.
Right, she don't want to go.
Ugh.
They quit asking her years ago. Because she was in there arguing with people, and the people was looking like, bitch, what are you talking about?
Like, on a deeper level, I know, it's kind of like when rape victims say, what, if you wouldn't have went over there, it wouldn't have happened, and what did you have on, and when women internalize misogyny, and when, you know, it's like, certain people have to feel a certain way, so that they can feel that they're protected and they're doing all the right things and nothing bad will ever happen to them. And that's kind of how she is. Like, in my estimation, that sounded like a person that has come to rationalize the racial violence that black people experience as a black person and said, well, those black people deserve that. That would never happen to me because I'm undeserving. What they don't realize is that nobody deserves to be treated that way.
Right.
Like, selling cigarettes shouldn't be a fucking death sentence, idiot.
And a lot of her facts was wrong, and she's right. Quoting things incorrectly. Just
attributing dead cops to Black Lives Matter? What, are you fucking stupid? You know? It's funny, because the white people at the Trump rally were fucking way more sensible than the black people, but it also makes sense because the black people that would vote for a racist have to overcompensate.
Right.
And they get off on the special snowflakeness of, I'm black and I can be anti-black in front of people and nobody can say anything to me. Like, right. They will pat me on the back and tell me how great I am because, hey, they don't have to say anything racist. I'll say it for them.
That, and do you know your shirt basically says you property, sweetie?
One of his, yeah.
You property?
African-Americans. Mm-hmm. She don't care. So yeah, there was a white dude that kind of had a really good response. I mean, keep in mind, it's all through the Trump thing, but he says, when I was saw Baton Rouge, the first thing I thought was just not another one, not again. How long is this going to keep happening? My wife showed me the Minnesota shooting on my phone and I thought that wasn't right too. I'm a concealed carry permit holder just like that guy. Philando seemed like he was doing the right thing, but we will have to wait for all the facts to come out. That's a luxury. I think we look at things like by color and gender too much, which causes division. I look at people by what's in their head. I got friends of a different races, religions, and orientations. Well, I'll tell you this much. The cops be looking at what's in people's heads too, and they blow their brains out. Some people don't have the luxury of that. I'm sure some of this Black Lives Matter movement is organic, but there might be some who are professional agitators paid by big labor who want to divide us. Yeah, it gotta be a conspiracy. When you talk about race relations with the police, there is some justification for the anger Black Lives Matter has, but they are good and bad people in every industry, so I'm not going to say every cop is an angel, but these people are trying to protect us. I think the racism in this country really stems from the media. When I was in Milwaukee recently walking my 12-year-old daughter, I noticed that when she would see a group of black men, she grabbed onto me like she was concerned. But when she would see a black woman and their daughter, she'd be fine. So something made her do this. And I think it's on TV. It's TV that's giving her a bad perception of young black men. It's really unfortunate. I had to sit her down and have a talk about it. Like I said, that's a good answer for this situation.
Still problematic, but yeah.
Good on the curve. You know, this Trump curve. This is a person that's gonna go vote for a racist. Gail Sayers, black woman, 56 years old from Texas, says, over the last 8 years, I've seen a heightened division between black and white, and I think this comes from the top, the president. It's Obama's fault, y'all. You know how President Obama does. He just can't help himself. He has to keep creating this, divide. When something like the shooting of officers happens, instead of taking the time to honor the policemen and their families, he spent a lot of time talking about gun control and racial stuff. As a black person, I don't hardly ever think or see color when I interact with people. I think that the more you talk about race, the worse it gets. I never worry about my kids' interactions with police. They know if a policeman approaches them, they need to be respectful because they know that if anything goes wrong, that is who they have to call. So I can't even fathom what is happening now with people shooting the police. The cops are the people we call when we have problems. To call them and ambush them is just unthinkable. I've been watching the Cleveland police officers at the convention. It's just sad that they are putting their lives on the line for us and they have to watch their back. There are many videos out there of officers interacting with white people and Hispanic people, and things go wrong too. It's not just blacks. People need to learn to stop fighting with the police. Has there ever been a rogue cop? I'm sure of it, but as a whole, they are here to protect us. My grandkids are black. My father was the blackest shade of black. My brother is very dark skinned. I love blacks. I'm black. But we need to teach people to have more confidence in themselves and stop seeing themselves as victims. A lot of times we so caught up in how oppressed we are and how everyone hates us instead of focusing on finding someone to help or mentor. This mentality of poor me, I've been oppressed, so I'm going to kill somebody. How does it help?
Why do we hate us so much?
Right? Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because all that is self-hate. And a lot of times, in my opinion, a lot of black people who feel like that, it's a defense mechanism. Like at the root of it, it's a defense mechanism. You don't want to talk about it. You don't want to discuss it. You want to run away. You want to be safe. So people to bring it up is the problem.
Mm-hmm. So there you go, guys. 0 to 100.
Oh, yeah, that gets 100.
100. And these people are all about to vote for Trump. But, hey, no difference between the candidates to me. They all the same. Hey, Hillary just as bad. I mean, what? I got to choose the lesser of two evils? Really? That's what we doing? I don't want to talk about that. Cool. A Georgia man, 19, is accused of urging people to kill all white cracker cops after watching the video Alton Sterling's son talking about the police shooting death of his father. He's a 19-year-old Georgia man. His name is Derek Hudson, I believe. And of course, Derek Day-Day Hudson of Macon, Georgia said, just kill all white cracker cops on a Facebook, in his online response to a Facebook post by station WGXA-TV last Wednesday. His comment was posted on a station video showing Alton Sterling's 15-year-old son speaking out about his father's death. Sterling is this 37-year-old black man killed. Well, we already know who he is, okay? Prosecutors say Hudson's post was constituting murdering law enforcement officers both locally and abroad by reaching out to the public on a social platform in a matter that requests, commands, and importunes another person to kill. He was charged with criminal solicitation. I don't have a problem with them arresting him. I don't have a problem with them taking it seriously.
Nope.
I have a problem with many people I've said kill all the Black Lives Matter protesters. Many people I've said kill black feminists.
You're not going to arrest
many people I've put rape, death threats on people that discuss race online.
It's not reciprocated.
When are we going to get to arresting some people?
It's only when it happens to you.
Right. It's only for police, right? Is that the only time? You know, people called in bomb threats, and we have no idea who did that when Gamergate was going on. And those women would, like, go to, you know, speaking engagements and things of this nature. Someone called in a bomb threat on, like, the Utah campus, Utah University campus, and nothing. We just don't. No one gets arrested. There's nothing to be done about it, guys. It just happened. This is really fucking weird to... This is fucking weird. Anyway, 0 to 100.
Oh, I'm not fuck with. Yeah, he did that shit. He deserved it. He got arrested.
All right. Well, I gotta say 100 because I know if it was a white person saying that about, you know, a black protester or something, nothing would have happened.
True.
So it's 100 for me.
True. But then yes, 100.
It's time for them gathering down to something. None of my time. Hey! Ho! Hey, let me hear you say, get money. Get money. Now it's time for Guess the Race.
The teleprompter went down.
Game show across the nation.
Did we practice this twice?
We're going to be guessing. It's going to be some guessing. Some races. The chat room going to be doing it. All right, here we go. All right, number one. Let's go with some. Let's go with this one. A Goldman Sachs Japan takes back a job offer after finding out a candidate for a job was a porn star. Mm-hmm. Goldman Sachs has taken back a job offer from a graduate after discovering she had worked in porn. The woman's name is Shizuka Minamoto. She had an informal offer of work withdrawn after Goldman Sachs discovered that she had been not truthful about her past during the interview process. She was reported to have starred in a porn film called Lost Virgin in 2011 and several other films during her first and second years of university. She featured as a bathhouse attendant, a member of a group of three lesbians, and a schoolgirl in a gym suit in three other films, according to the Tokyo Reporter. Many of the DVDs reportedly noted Minamoto's high intelligence, with one claiming on this cover that she had an IQ of 130. Is that what people jack off to now? Damn, your brain. I guess those are sapiosexuals, you know? Like, I can't get hard for no dumb girl. Mm-mm. You gotta be smart. I need to know this mistake will tear your future apart. Mm-hmm. Minamoto's eyes have been censored in the promotional materials associated with the film, but when y'all see the picture, y'all will be like, okay, so everybody's gonna know that's her. Cause like, it's, when they say censored, it's like one line across her face. Like literally, I don't know how anyone wouldn't be able to tell it's her.
Right. You just, look, the color wrong?
Right. On the promotional materials associated the films on DMM.com and Amazon.co.jp to protect her identity after she started job hunting. The code of ethics at Goldman Sachs Japan does not explicitly prohibit former porn stars from working at the firm, but an offer of employment could be withdrawn if the candidate was not transparent about their past during the interview process. So she ain't put that on the resume, I guess. She was not available for comment.
It wasn't required, though.
Yeah, I guess not. That's what they, that according to them,
right? So basically, yeah, let us know up front so we won't even waste the time of offering you the job offer.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
so supposing the company hired a female ex porn star and later retracted the offer, but would not have done so had the new hire been a male ex porn star in a similar circumstance, that would be discriminatory. But not hiring any porn stars is not, according to them. He added that a candidate could later be dismissed by an employer for dishonestly if they had lied about their past during the interview process. All right, so guess the race. What was her first name? Shizuka Minamoto. Let me check the chat room and see what they believe. The bad sensei Asian knows how to make ramen noodles from scratch fresh off the boat is based on her aunt's family, Asian.
Oh.
She loves you long time, Asian. Censored on the face, pixelated dicks, Asian.
Ah!
The correct answer is, and everyone got this one, she is Asian, Japanese. Someone said yellower than Karis One's pissy underwear. Here's her picture if you guys want to see. And this is the censored picture, so you won't be able to tell what she looks like at all.
Nah.
I mean, how could we even know that's her?
You could not tell.
I'm surprised they figured it out.
You baffled me.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll see what happens with her in the future, but I mean, they have some crack detectives.
Somebody said Asian Cyclops.
Yeah, they got some crack detectives on the, they like, the censorship just like went through her pupils. Like it wasn't even the whole eye. It was just literally like, okay, this is the pupil of the lady in question. So we just gonna.
They do a better job of hiding penises.
Right. Well, much better job, actually. Yeah. I mean, they actually take that serious. Let's see. How about a U.S. Secret Service agent is charged with sexting a teen girl while at the White House, and now he faces Florida child porn charges.
You don't say.
Lee Robert Moore, who's a former U.S. Secret Service agent. Man, I hope he wasn't protecting the president.
I hope not either. Right. Around Sasha and Malia.
Right. He was indicted in Florida federal court on child porn and teen sex charges. He's being held in federal custody in Delaware on separate charges that while he was on White House duty, he sexted a Delaware Child Predator Task Force undercover officer whom he believed to be a teenage girl. Moore, who is 37, has been locked up since November and has pleaded not guilty. He told investigators that he had sexually explicit online communication with about 10 teenage girls. He confessed that his absolute minimum age for girls was 14 years old. He thought he was mitigating this. Like, not little girls, like 14. Oh, that's still legal. I had a right to make sound. Okay, thank you. The communication for which he was charged was sent via two apps, Meet24, where you can flirt, chat, and meet singles, and Kick, the group messenger like WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger, but specifically designed for hookups. In Delaware, Moore has been charged with attempting to transfer obscene materials to a minor, sexual solicitation of a child under 18, and providing obscene material to a minor. He faces charges of attempted production of child pornography. Also, he was going to make child porn too. Okay. Attempted receipt of child pornography and using a computer to persuade, entice, or coerce a minor to engage in a sex act. So he was posing as a 14-year-old girl on Meet24 and Kick chat apps. Robert Moore sent pictures of what appeared to be his penis. Authorities said they communicated with him for 2 months. Okay, so the officers pretended to be a little girl, 14-year-old, and then the dude sent his dick pics, and then they talked to him for 2 months while his second child was born and was experiencing a medical condition that required a significant surgery. Moore wanted to travel to Delaware to meet in person for sex. The married 37-year-old U.S. Marine from Maryland lost his job. He remained in federal prison since last year. Well, guess the race of Lee Robert Moore, 37 years old. See what they say in the chat room. Thinking with his little pink dick, says Lauren. Involved in Gamergate, but hates Black Lives Matter. White. It was a pink toe pedo, white Sesame Street agent. Whiter than the RNC intern group pick. White like a Brooks Brothers suit. Upstanding white man who takes care of his family. The correct answer is, and everybody got it, he was white. And that's what he looks like there. Looking up in the way, probably out with his family. Someplace with children on around. That's his mugshot. Well, now we know what secret the service was keeping.
Apparently so.
All right, let's go to the bonus round. Double the points and the raise. Double the points and the race. That's right. Double the points, double the race, and the bonus round to get money. Hey, hey, I put your hands up. Hey, hey, I throw your hands up. Yeah. All right. Let's go to the bonus round. let's see. How about, PA couple. Use stolen cash to buy a winning $1 million lottery ticket. That's just unfortunate. A couple who helped steal more than $175,000 from a grocery store where they worked used that money to buy a $1 million lottery ticket from the same store. Damn. That went from hot good to bad so quick. You know? Mm-hmm. Got away with theft. And then you won the lottery, and then you're going to jail. What are the odds?
Right. What are the odds?
Oh, shit. What are the odds? There we go. All right, I'm trying to get this. There we go. Play. Take your time, then. We'll get around to it playing whenever the video's ready. Joan Lechleitner, okay, and her fiance Carrie Titus, 54, both of Pottsville, were charged Tuesday along with two other former employees with stealing the oh
A couple who helped steal more than $175,000 from a grocery store where they worked used the money to buy a winning $1 million lottery ticket from the same store. Joan Lechleitner and her fiancé, Carrie Titus, were charged along with two other former employees with stealing from the Agway store in Cressona. They rang up bogus returns and pocketed the money from May 2011 until March 2016. Some of the stolen money was used to buy lottery tickets, including a cash 5 ticket worth more than $1 million on September 11th. Four winners split the prize of $1 million, with Lechleitner winning $262,000. Lechleitner had said that Titus bought the ticket. She told the newspaper that they used the money to buy a 2015 Chevy Silverado pickup and planned a honeymoon in Mexico and built a backyard pool. The store's owner installed hidden cameras in January that showed the suspects stealing the money and buying lottery tickets.
There you go, guys. Guess the race of these criminals. Lechleitner, what's her name? Joan Lechleitner and...
A couple who what? Helped steal I didn't say more do than this.
Oh, now you
want to
play twice. Now you want to play twice.
Ah!
You didn't want to play at all the first time. Then you just decide, like, oh, fuck it. I'm going to play, but I'm going to play twice. Okay. Motherfuckers. I see what it is. Anyway, guess the race. They're both the same race. Let me check the chat room and see what they say. One person could get away with the first theft. So white, they buy their lottery tickets where they steal it from their job. It is not Pittsburgh or Philly. It's white. The only white people who don't know about that wall being built should have spent the money to upgrade that trailer. White took them years to get caught. Stealth whiters and white. The correct answer is they are white. Nobody missed that one. I mean, you shouldn't have either, because it was hella easy. And then this is what they look like right there, buddy. That's what people that steal and profit look. Mm-hmm. What's the Jews? Oh wait, I'm not supposed to say that. White people.
White people.
Yeah, white people. All right, let's go to
Drew and Leslie.
Right, shout out to Interracial John. Let's go talk about some sword ratchetness. As soon as I get to it, there we go. A man is accused of threatening to kill a family with a samurai sword. Well, that seems like a reasonable reaction. Authorities found a man in his yard and then convinced him to give up his weapon. A man from Big Coppet Key was arrested Thursday after threatening to kill his family with a samurai sword. It happened about 12:30 p.m. They got to his home. Dwayne Day II had a knife. He's 24 years old. He had a knife and was making threats to kill his entire family. Deputies found him in the yard with a sheathed samurai sword in his hand. They were able to convince him to give up and surrender and to come in peacefully. Guess the race, white. Day was arrested on charge of improper exhibition of a dangerous weapon. Improper exhibition of a dangerous weapon. Oh, he didn't exhibit it correctly. That was the problem. You also threatening to kill people. What about that? Terroristic threats? Anyone? You heard of that? Attempted murder? Something? An argument leads to a samurai sword attack outside of a Phoenix apartment. Hmm. Yes. That's exactly what you would expect to happen. Hanging around outside your apartment and, hey, samurai sword time. Now I gotta die because we couldn't agree on some bullshit. And I feel like I can guarantee you it was over some bullshit. He turned himself in. Well, that's good. They normally don't do that. Normally people with swords are like, take me over my dead body. You get this sword. Pull it from my cold, dead hands.
Right.
Pigs. You know.
Oh, Lord.
This Phoenix man behind bars tonight accused of attacking a man with a samurai sword. Damian Sickler telling investigators he became enraged.
It's just loading. You know how they do. Just take your sweet ass time, computer. It's not like people are waiting to hear this.
Yeah, listening. Yeah.
It's only a 22-second video and it had to load.
During an argument with his girl.
It ended with girlfriend. I'm going to say argument with his girlfriend. Try this again. Play. What's wrong? You son of a bitch.
Do we need to refresh the screen? Refresh the whole screen.
I'm not refreshing anything.
This video is like on your nerves.
Anyway, he got into an argument with his girl. You motherfucker.
Accused of attacking a man with a samurai sword. Damien.
ABC15.com.
Investigators, he became enraged during an argument with his girlfriend's uncle. He grabbed the 2-foot weapon, climbed out a window, and attacked the victim, breaking his arm and fracturing his skull. Amazingly, the victim expected to survive.
That video fucking with you. It was, oh, you won't speak? You won't speak?
We'll talk to y'all Saturday for our feedback show. Until then, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah. Mwah.